It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO as we have a great matchup here tonight for you live under the lights at Unitego High School. It's 5-0 Unitego taking on 4-1 Delhi, a huge game in the division, and it's just going to be a great night here under the lights at Unitego. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. And of course, Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. With rights granted by Section 4, any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And I want to welcome into the broadcast booth my partner here tonight, Tim Cutting. Tim, this is one we've been looking forward to all week.
Yeah, it has been, Nate. You know, you got a team that's only got one loss, and then you got a team that has no losses. So, you know what? Tonight's a big game. I mean, Unitego wins, they control their own destiny the rest of the way, and then basically if Delhi wins, you've got a team, two teams tied at the top with one loss, and then you also have a tiebreaker because they beat Unitego. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
And depending if that happened on what happened tomorrow between Walton and Deposit Hancock, boy, we can have a huge log jam in there. But if you're Unitego right now, you can control your own destiny in the division. But this is a Delhi team that could easily be 5-0 as well. That overtime one loss was an OT to Walton, and that came right down to the last play. So two very good teams, and we've seen them both a bunch here this year on the radio, and they've been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, they definitely have. I've been here at Unitego twice, I think, and then also we've been to Delhi twice. So I've seen them both. They play different styles of football, that's for sure. But I'll tell you what, it should be an interesting game.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and get you all set up for this one between 4-1 Delhi, 5-0 Unitego. Delhi was an honorable mention pick in the state in Class D this week, and Unitego was ranked 17th. So both these teams starting to get some attention across New York State in Class D football. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights here on CDO.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by, or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here live on Senior Night at Unitego as the Spartans retake the field here. They had some very nice senior moment ceremonies where the parents were able to come out onto the field, and now everybody getting set for this one between Unitego and Delhi. Unitego's in the green uniforms tonight, the white helmet, that hunter green, and the black pants. Delhi is in the white tops, the maroon pants, and the white helmets as well. And a couple of things that we want to point out here, Tim. You were just saying Delhi only with 18 here on the sideline tonight, so the depth you know, could certainly be an issue in the second half. We'll have to see. But on the other side for Unitigo, they've had kind of some illness run through the school this week. Mm-hmm. Dean Reed and Mike Rose, two big, big pieces of this team. Rose, especially on the offense for running the ball, and Reed, he got one of our dynamic defense awards a few weeks ago. Two big, big cogs that won't be here tonight.
Yeah, that is huge for Unitigo to lose those two. I mean, Rose on the offensive side, but he's also a defensive player too, you know, at cornerback. I believe he plays cornerback. And Reed has just owned the inside, and he was like basically their run stopper, and Delhi does a lot of running. So, you know, you're gonna miss a major cog, but I had some little insight from some of the brain trust from the Spartans saying that the kids that are behind those two are just as good. They just need the time to show it on the field.
Well, we all know that they do have big number 65, Jake Morrison, on the line. He always is going to be a good run stopper for Unitigo, but that just puts more pressure on him tonight and some of the other pieces around him, including some of the other running backs here tonight for Unitigo, like a Dawson Wilsey, somebody like that. And maybe a guy at the wide receiver position like Seth Burnham steps up here on senior night. You feel for Roseville because it is senior night,
yep.
And maybe he's home listening to us here on CDO instead of being here out on the field. I'm sure it's killing him.
Yeah, it definitely would be. You know, I mean, obviously, you played how many every years? He's played probably three or four for the
three,
varsity.
They said, yeah.
Yeah, three for the varsity team. And, you know, and you get to your senior night where you get to go out and hand your mom some roses and give her a kiss and thank her for everything. And you can't be here because you're sick.
I would have loved to have seen the matchup between, you know, Dean Reed, of course, now it will fall on Jake Morrison.
Right.
Going to go up against this Delhi defensive line, especially a guy like Nate Kraft out there, who we have seen just wreak havoc. That he's just part of a very strong Delhi defense. And like you said, they can run the ball too. Guys like Gullo, Gillespie, Hitchcock, and of course it all starts with the quarterback, Ben Brannigan. He does an excellent job just kind of controlling the offense and making sure everything goes smoothly for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, he definitely is a great game manager. I mean, that's how I would classify Brannigan as your quarterback, is he's a great game manager. And one thing, Delhi, that we've seen all year long, they're in no hurry. You know, and we got talking about it the last time we were there. The reason is probably because they had such few kids on the bench. So
yeah, take your time.
It's going to be you need that time to, you know, keep the conditioning up and everything. But this late in the season, I think these boys are all well-conditioned.
I totally agree. Well, we're going to take a little break here. We'll pause for the national anthem, and we'll be right back for this one between 5-0 Unitigo, 4-1 Delhi. For Tim Cunning, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines. And all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC.
Jim with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we get set for Unitigo and Delhi here tonight on CDO. Still waiting for our national anthem as they run through starting lineups here for both sides. Just a beautiful night for football. I mean, got here this afternoon, the sun starting to set, and it was just absolutely perfect. We've had pretty good weather this whole season. I keep fearing every week, Tim, that it's going to get worse.
It's eventually going to get worse. There's no doubt about that. But I'll tell you what, it may be when I'm not with you, and I don't care about that. So I'm hoping that, you know, we have good weather. Obviously, when they get into playoffs, we get into some really big, nice press boxes, too. So
very true.
It's always nice where we are.
Very true. So we'll try to keep you updated on the out-of-town scoreboard tonight as well. As here's the other games that are happening tonight. We have Bainbridge-Guilford at Unadilla Valley. We have Oxford at Sydney. Spencer Van Etten-Kander is at Oneonta. Seton is at Green. This is a good one coming up. Harpersville-Afton at Shenango Valley. So those are the games tonight. We'll try to keep you updated on as many of those as we can. Tomorrow is Deposit Hancock at Walton and Windsor at Shenango Fork. So those are your Saturday games. So now we will have the national anthem, and we'll pause, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
What does it mean to live in our small community in the Tri-Town area? Well, it means football still on the radio, local businesses supporting community events, and neighbors helping neighbors. Lang Trucking of Guilford has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup to the Tri-County area since 1995. Our family will go the extra mile to assist seniors with house calls or help out families going through illness or rehab stays. Why? Because we're members of the community, too. You might start out as a customer, but at Lang Trucking, you turn into a lifelong friend. So if you need a little hand with your garbage, give the Langs a call at 895-6365. That's Lang Trucking, 895-6365. Proudly supporting high school football on WCDO.
Hey, Sydney Varsity football fans, players, and parents. Treats and Eats in Sydney will be open to feed you after the game. And all football players from both teams eat for half price. So following the remaining Sydney Varsity football games on Friday nights, as well as Saturday day games, Treats and Eats will be open for you to enjoy the very best burger in town. Over 75 flavors of ice cream, or anything else you choose, including gluten-free options.
So stop by after this Friday night's home game versus Oxford for an awesome meal and ice cream at Treats and Eats on the corner of Union Street and Steiner Road in Sydney. Players from both teams eat for half price. Call ahead to order at 563-1022.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitego and Delhi here tonight on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. 100.9 FM, as well as WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight and always, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you, so we welcome you wherever you might be listening tonight. And if you want to go back and listen to any game throughout the season or in the past couple of years from a variety of different sports, you can go right to our audio archive. It's on our website, and you can check that out at WCDOsports.com. So we're glad to have you along. A perfect night for football as both teams are at midfield here at Unitego under the lights, getting ready for the coin flip here. And as we said, Unitego with a couple of key guys who are out just sick tonight, not injured, nothing else like that, just homesick. As throughout the week, as we talked with the Unitego coaching staff, they said, you know, it's just one of those things that goes through the school and everybody gets it and you hope everybody can stay healthy. But so they will be without Mike Rose and Dean Reed tonight. Delhi, from what we understand, completely healthy after talking with their coaching staff. But again, only 18 guys dressed. And that's kind of how it's been for them all season. So I'm sure they're primed and ready to go and in great shape.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Like you said, Nate, it has been how they've been all year. I think the first game we were over there, they had 21 kids dressed. So they've lost three, and I'm not sure where they are or whatever. But hopefully everybody's all right and healing well. But obviously Unitego, two huge, huge cogs missing tonight in senior leadership in Reed and also Mike Rose.
Mike Rose, yep. Reed, just a junior, so he will be back another year. But Rose, you feel for him on senior night not being here, but I'm sure he would like nothing more than his team to stay undefeated and give him another week to get healthy before, really, it's crazy. We have this week, next week, and then the playoffs begin.
Yeah.
So really the season just flies by.
The other thing I wanted just to mention so people know, because of all the games that are going on in this area this weekend and tonight, the refereeing crew is only 4-man strong. So it's a good, these guys are going to get a workout.
Yeah, I hope they're ready to run tonight. So Unitego is going to kick off left to right here. They're in the green with the black and the white trim. And Delhi will receive. They are back on their own 10-yard line. They will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off. And we are about to get underway. It's the small school game of the week here between Unitego and Delhi. Kick is in the air and fielded here by Alessio as he will pick it back up. And he will get up to the 30, up to the 35, and out to the 40-yard line. A very good return here for Delhi, and that's where they will start here with Christian Aloisio.
Yeah, Aloisio didn't take any time. He got the ball and ran straight up the field, didn't try to outrun anybody to the outside, just ran right up the middle, and nice gain of 25.
Yeah, Aloisio is a transfer student. He moved up here with his family from Florida this past summer and loves football, loves basketball. And he's been a big part of this team this year. So he got here just in time, I would say, for a team that you know, is right on that number line of having just enough to play. So here is Delhi with good field position, going right to left, starting on their own 40. Ben Brannigan, the senior QB, is going to hand off to Gullo on first and 10, right up the middle. Unitego is there to snuff it out, but he does move it up 2 or 3 yards. And this is textbook Delhi from what we've seen this year. Just run it and take their time.
Yep, hat on hat, you know. we're going to go man-to-man with you and just see what we can do as far as blocking you, and we're going to run it at you until you stop it. So that's what we've seen most of the time with Delhi.
So the quarterback, Brannigan, comes over, gets the play from the sideline, and dances back out to the huddle to get things set. One wide receiver to the right and one to the left. Brannigan under center. Gullo was in the backfield, as well as Austin Hitchcock. Both those guys can run the ball. This time, again, they'll hand off to Gullo. Unitigo breaking through there and making the tackle in the backfield. That was an excellent play by the Spartans defense. Breaking through there was a great play there by Gavin Howard.
Yeah, Gavin Howard did exactly what Nate said, got in the backfield, caused a little havoc, and ended up making a real nice tackle for a loss, and they lost the yards they gained.
Looked like Zach Keel was in there as well for the Spartans, so 10:45 to go, first quarter. We're just underway here under the lights at Unitigo between the Spartans and the visiting Delhi Bulldogs. Again, Unitigo is 5-0. That's their record. Delhi 4-1. So everybody's been waiting all week for this contest. It's a 3rd-and-11 now for Delhi. Again, they're at their own 40-yard line. They're going to go to the air, and they have a receiver. He catches it. He's going to be short of the first down. He gets up to midfield. Once again, that was Christian Aloisio, but it looks like Unitigo holding strong here. We'll see if Delhi goes for it on fourth.
Yeah, he's got about to get a yard and a half maybe to get the first down, and
very
they are
close.
Right at midfield. So I think this early in the game I'd be getting rid of that ball.
Yeah, Aloisio with a great catch, kind of a slant pattern across the middle. He just couldn't quite stretch far enough. Looks like Delhi might go for it here, Tim. They're right at midfield, so they have the confidence to get this yard, maybe a yard and a half on 4th-and-1.
That's why I'm on the radio and Coach Tracy's down on the field.
Well, Coach Tracy knows his guy. He's been coaching football at various levels for over 30 years. And they'll go for it on 4th-and-1 in Unitigo. They're going to get them to jump off sides, and that should be a first down. Yes, it is. Wow, a great play call there by the Delhi Bulldogs.
Yeah, and it probably what was going to happen there was if they got down to, you know, where they didn't jump or whatever, they probably wouldn't even have run a play. They probably would have just taken the penalty and punted away.
And that's got to drive Coach McCroney nuts for Unitigo. 1st-and-10, and the ball will get moved up to the 45-yard line. So Delhi going right to left is now into Unitigo territory. 9.5 minutes to go first quarter, and we're scoreless. And they break the huddle, taking their time here. Can almost guarantee these games are going to go fast because they like to let that clock go. So here is Delhi on 1st-and-10 after they pick it up on 4th-and-1. Brannigan's back to throw, looking for Aloisio. He catches it down to the 10-yard line. Heck of a catch up over his shoulder. Good for 40 yards for Delhi.
Yeah, what a great catch that was. Not only was it a great catch, but it was a fantastic pattern. He ran like he was going to go to the outside and then broke it back into the post and made a really nice catch after, and a great throw, too, by
Brannigan.
Yeah, Brannigan. Thank you. Sorry.
And that was Cooper Thayer that was back there in coverage for Unitigo, and he
good
is
coverage.
one of their best guys back there. And he had him, you know, really blanketed. Mm-hmm. It was just a good catch by Aloisio.
Yep. On the spot throw, too.
So a 1st-and-10 on the 10. Delhi looking to punch it in here with 8:45 to go first quarter. We're scoreless. Brannigan's going to throw to the right side and just through the hands of his receiver over there, Will Brannigan. And it drops down to the turf. It'll be 2nd-and-9.
I think they got a little bit lucky there because if the defender had seen that ball was behind the receiver, so that was very easily could have been intercepted, and there was no one anywhere near the defender, so he probably would have taken it to the house for 6.
8:44 to go, first quarter, scoreless between Delhi and Unitigo. First drive of the night here for Delhi. Unitigo hasn't had the ball yet. Opening drive for the Bulldogs, and they have marched it down the field. They are 2nd-and-10 here on the 10. They're deep in Unitigo territory. Here is Brannigan under center. He's going to fake the handoff. Rolls out to his right on his horse here. Can he get to the edge? Yes, he does. And Ben Brannigan is in for a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown.
Wouldn't call it a naked bootleg, but it was a nice little design run for him. And real good job blocking out on the perimeter by the wideout, number 81.
That was a great play by Will Brannigan to free Ben Brannigan for the run, and it's a 6-0 lead for Delhi with 8:36 to go in the first quarter, and they are going to attempt the extra point here with Austin Hitchcock. So a great opening drive here for the Bulldogs, and we'll see if Hitchcock can bang it through here on the extra point. Snap, the hold is good, he puts it up, and wow, a great kick there for Hitchcock, and it's 7-0. Delhi on top of Unitigo, 8:36 to go first quarter. For Tim Cunning, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. A score from down the road. Sydney on top of Oxford, 12-0 in the early going. Touchdown passes to Alex Hoskins and to Nate Vibbert. So a 12-0 lead for Sydney. They're hosting Oxford tonight. And here, under the lights at Unitego, Delhi scores on their first drive. The extra point is good, so they lead Unitego 7-0. Unitego is going to get their first crack of the ball here as they will go left to right. The kick by Delhi will go out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So Unitego in the green with the black pants and the white helmets will start there going left to right on your radio dial. So 8:36 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 lead for Delhi over Unitego, and they're going to have to answer here, Tim, on offense.
Yeah, they definitely do. I'm kind of chuckling because it was funny because I was waiting for the ref to throw his flag, and he waited and he waited and he waited. And then finally he pulled it out of his pocket, and he literally set it on the ground. He didn't throw it. He just set it right on the ground. So it was kind of funny to watch.
So the ball does move up to the 35-yard line there after the ball went out of bounds on that kickoff. And so this is good starting field position, and here is this new look Spartans offense. Not really new anymore here in week six. They'll hand it off up the gut here, and moving forward is Dawson Wilsey. Nice job. He'll gain just about 4 yards here on the play. Actually, it wasn't Wilsey here for Unitego. A couple of different runners. That's Johnny Havens, who we know is a tough, tough kid, catcher in baseball. He picks up about 4 yards on the play.
Johnny Havens, that was tough yards too, because all he did was just put his head down and just kept going straight ahead.
I know Delhi has been licking their chops to get a look at this Unitego offense here, and it's going to be a handoff to Dawson Wilsey. This time he breaks it free, cuts from right to left. He's back to the 50 and into Delhi territory, to the 45. Wilsey still on his feet, bangs his way up to the 40-yard line. Delhi had him wrapped up in the backfield, and all of a sudden he turns it into a 25-yard run.
Yeah, real nice run by Wilsey on that play. He took it right up the gut, like you said, and got hit, bounced off that, reversed his field, and tried to outrun somebody, couldn't do that, and then they tried to arm tackle him, they couldn't get him there, he just kept going. Little engine that could.
It's been weeks in the making for this matchup, because I can remember we were in Delhi weeks 1 and 2, and they said, boy, we can't wait for that Unitego game. We think our defense matches up really well with that offense, and here they are getting their first look at each other here tonight. 7:35 to go, first quarter. 7-0 lead for Delhi over Unitego. Spartans with the ball, and this is Jared Smith to the left side before he's pushed out of bounds, and we're going to have a late flag after Smith was pushed out of bounds, and that one is going to be on the Delhi Bulldogs.
Yeah, there's no doubt he was out of bounds, and one of the Bulldogs hit him a little bit late. So it's going to be an additional probably 15 yards added on this play.
Yeah, so it was at least a 4 or 5 yard run, and then that late hit is going to tack on some extra yardage. So Unitego moving the ball very, very well here on this first drive with 7:25 to go, first quarter. Delhi had the ball first. They scored, and they have a 7-0 lead. Unitego marching right back here.
Yeah, now that double wing that Unitego's running is so neat because they're in a wildcat kind of look with the quarterback. He gets the shotgun snap, and on that play, he just is reading the end. He gives the ball. If they crash down, they did. He took it on the outside, gained the extra yards.
So a first and 10, and the ball is going to be moved all the way up to just about the 18-yard line here. They'll hand it off to Zach Youngs, a sweep to the left side, and Youngs is on his feet and finally tripped up inside the 10, but he's going to pick up about 8 or 9 yards on that play. So here's the stable of running backs that Unitego can throw at you with Mike Rose not being here tonight.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have, you know. It definitely is needed when one of your big guys is down, so Unitego seems to be working pretty good with those second stringers in there.
Inside the 10-yard line now with 6:50 to go, first quarter. Delhi leading 7-0. Going to be a second and one here for the Spartans as they go left to right. Smith hands off, and they're going to try to plow it up the middle. And right there is the Delhi defense to rip him down. And that was Dibble who was right there to bring him down here for Delhi. as I believe that was Havens on the run, maybe a gain of one.
Yeah, Havens was head down running like he had before. Mr. Dibble said, no, sir, you're not going any further than me, and stopped it right there.
That was a nice play there by Tyler Dibble. With 6:20 to go here, first quarter, 7-0 lead for Delhi over Unitigo. Third and one as Unitigo going left to right is inside the Delhi 10-yard line. Quarterback Smith here for Unitigo. Pops one off to Youngs. He's going to try to get that 1 yard. He does, and he's going to get some more, plowing his way forward. He's going to be about a yard short of the end zone, but that should move the chains here for Unitigo.
Yeah, it'll bring up first and goal to goal for the Spartans just inside the five.
Boy, they needed that 1 yard, and it almost looked like he wasn't going to get it. But then Youngs put his head down and continues to move, and we're going to have a timeout here for Delhi. With 5:57 to go, first quarter, head coach Mike Tracy wants to talk things over. Another update from down the road as Dawson Backus scores for Sydney to make it 20-0 over Oxford. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score, Delhi 7, Unitigo nothing here on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sickens deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:57 to go, first quarter. It's Delhi 7, Unitigo nothing, but a first and goal here after the Delhi timeout for the Unitigo Spartans as they are down on about the 2 or 3 yard line here to our right. Quarterback Jared Smith is in the shotgun. Everybody packed in tight here. Man in motion on offense, and there's a fumble on the ground, and Smith is going to pick it up, and the ball is still loose, and Delhi is going to come down on it.
Wow.
Fumble is recovered by Cairns. Brendan Cairns falls on that one, and a huge, huge turnover there for Unitigo.
Yeah, it was, because it was first and goal to go. You know, even if you take the lose the yards and fall on the ball, and you're at the 10, you're still within 10 yards of scoring. And he tried to pick it up and run with it. And when he did that, Delhi was there, stripped it out of his hand, and made a nice fumble recovery.
So 5:51 to go, first quarter, and a 7-0 lead for Delhi. And the Delhi defense causes a fumble and picks up the recovery. So now they'll go right to left. Ball is on their own 12-yard line here. And the Unitigo defense is going to have to come up with a stop here late in the first quarter.
Keep in mind, they had him stopped on that first possession, but they had a penalty that gave him a first down that continued the drive.
Brannigan's going to go to the air again, tosses one up into the night sky, and it's a great catch by Aloisio at the 45, hauls it in, and a first down and more as they move the ball up to midfield.
I have to tell you, that was just absolutely perfect throw, catch, and defense. Almost was a simultaneous catch by the offensive player and the defensive player, but Aloisio won the wrestling for the ball at the end.
Boy, he went up and grabbed that one, and like you said, the defender was right there. That was Parker Packard for Unitigo, and just Aloisio just managed to muscle it away from him. So now the ball is out to midfield here with 5:20 to go, first quarter. Delhi leading Unitigo 7-0, and the ball is out to about the 47-yard line. This is more than we've seen Delhi thrown probably in the other two games we did here on CDO combined. Now they'll hand off to Gullo, right side, and nowhere to run there as he runs right into a wall of green and white there.
Yeah, he definitely did, and I'm not sure who it was, but there was one Unitigo Spartan that got into the backfield, disrupted the flow of that play, and made him get a no-gainer.
Looked like Daquan Davis there.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
was crashing through for Unitigo, as well as Big Jake Morrison. So the clock continues to run down to 4:40 to go, first quarter. 7-0 lead for Delhi over Unitigo. And after a Unitigo fumble, Delhi trying to put some more points on the board here. 2nd and 10, they're at midfield with 4.5 to go in the opening quarter here. Under the lights tonight at Unitigo. Aloisio is in motion. They'll pitch it out here to Gullo. He's trying to get to the edge on the left side. He'll get the edge before being brought down there. And Johnny Havens and Dawson Wilsey were right there on the tackle.
Yeah, some really good blocking on that play. Let me tell you, and obviously no one can see it, but I can tell you what, if we had mics down on the field, you would have heard it. There was some real big pad popping going down on that play right there.
Yeah, that was a very big hit. As the officials are going to get together here and have a little conference, I believe that Nate Kraft, at the end of that play there, might have just kind of got his bell rung a little bit. I'm not sure. They wanted to come out for a play here to get checked on.
Well, I think what happened, Nate, was as they were going out of bounds, his helmet came off because he was involved in one of the blocks. And they were out of bounds, and his helmet came off, and because his helmet came off, he had to come out of play.
So I'm sure we'll see him right back in there after one play here. Third and seven, though, for Delhi. They're right on the 50-yard line in midfield going right to left. They're going to go right back to the air. Unitigo is crashing through. They can't get Brannigan. He's going to scramble for the first down. He's very, very close. Might be about a half a yard short. Good job by the Unitigo defense and Seth Burnham to recover there.
Yeah, that was a looked like that was going to be a sack. And then all of a sudden, he made a nice little duck of the rusher and then took off running for the yards. Got back up to about the 45, and he's about 2 yards short, fourth and two.
Yeah, fourth and two here. They're into Unitigo territory at the 45, and Brannigan is back. It looks like he's going to punt this one away, so they don't want to play with fire this time at midfield. Unitigo waiting for the punt, and it will be punted. This one is going to take a nice Delhi bounce all the way back almost to the goal line here. They're going to down it at about the 3 yard line, so Delhi recovers that fumble. They get the ball to midfield. The drive stalls, but they pin Unitigo all the way back on their own goal line. With 2:54 to go in the first quarter, it's Delhi 7, Unitigo nothing.
Unitigo's got a long field to go for this drive, and they were moving the ball really well. They got down inside the 5, first and goal to go, and had the turnover. You know, that's a drive breaker.
I think Unitigo has to be satisfied there to hold Delhi, make sure they don't get any points, and now it goes back on the offense here.
I don't think they believed they were going to punt, though, because they didn't have anybody back. So
I think they would just wanted to make sure that nothing funny was going to happen there. So they got to try to get away from their own goal line here, and they hand off up the middle. Delhi is right there to crash down in on Johnny Havens, maybe a gain of one on the play.
Yeah, that was a big hit right off the bat, but Havens didn't go down. He kept his feet moving, and took a couple more Delhi Bulldogs to bring him down.
So they do give him a yard. So second and nine here. Unitigo with 2.5 to go in this first quarter, trailing 7-0, and they have the full field to go. They hand one off to Zach Youngs with a little pitch, and he's going to break free. He's out over the 10 and up to about the 12-yard line. So that helps. That gives Unitigo a little breathing room away from their own end zone.
Yeah, it gets them away from the end zone, and it gives them a good manageable distance for the first down on third down.
Third and one here for Unitigo as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. In case you're just joining us, Delhi 7, Unitigo nothing. The Bulldogs scored on their first drive. Unitigo brought it all the way down the field but then fumbled on the 10-yard line. Since then, Delhi got it back to midfield, punted, and now Unitigo has the ball for the second time tonight. Here is Smith under center. Another pitch to Zach Youngs to the outside. He's looking for that 1 yard, and I don't think he's going to get it as it was the Bulldogs with a big gang pile there, and it's going to be fourth and one here with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Great job by the Bulldog defense on outside contain. They made him turn back inside, and then there was all the help.
So this is going to be a 2 yard loss, and Unitigo now is going to have to punt it away on fourth and three. So Smith is back to punt with 1:20 to go here in the first quarter, and Eric Gullo is standing back on about the Unitigo 45 awaiting the punt. And waiting for the snap, and I believe we're going to see who jumped first here. Going to be a false start against Unitigo. So I think the Spartans were hoping maybe that Delhi would jump so they could get the first down, but instead it just backs them up a little farther here, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely was a gimmick kind of thing. They kind of did the Dallas Cowboys stand-up kind of thing, but I think they had already gone to their set. Can't do that.
1 minute to go, first quarter. And this penalty is going to back them up 3 more yards, half the distance to the goal. So fourth and six, and Unitigo is going to punt it away with Smith into the night sky. Spiraling punt is caught by Gullo at the 40. He's down to the 30, to the 25, and before he's knocked out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. So with 44 seconds to go in the first quarter, Delhi has 7-0 lead, and they're going to start on the Unitigo 20 going right to left.
Yeah, real good punt. It was a good punt and everything, but nice return and kind of funny play there because he ran into his own guy, and I thought for a minute he was going to go down from that initial hit, but he kept his feet going and got some extra yards. Good play.
Ball down to the 20-yard line, and this is where Delhi is going to start their third drive of the night first and 10 and a 7-0 lead. And they have thrown the ball more here tonight than we've seen all year.
It's definitely a different game plan.
Here is Brannigan under center. Aloisio is split out to the left. They want to throw to him again. It's kind of a lame duck throw, but Aloisio is going to come down with it, and he's going to go right down to the goal line. Here it'll be first and goal for Delhi. And what a play there for Delhi to catch that ball as it was just kind of wavering up in the air, and they were able to come down with it. Now we have a hurt Unitigo Spartan on the play.
Yeah, that definitely was the proverbial wounded duck throw. It was up in the air just fluttering around, and Aloisio went up and grabbed it. No one else made a play on it from Unitigo, so they got down inside the 2, I believe. So it'll be first and goal to go from there.
And that's Jared Smith, the quarterback, who was playing defense here. He was down for a second, did pop up, and he's walking off the field under his own power. Did look like maybe some sort of an arm or shoulder injury, which certainly you don't want to see for anybody, but especially
your quarterback. Right, and actually he was the one that went up to make the tackle on Aloisio, so maybe he came down on his arm. I don't know what happened, but he saved the touchdown. So
yes, he did.
Touchdown saving tackle.
Did enough to get Aloisio down, but it's a first and goal here. Ball is on the 1. And there's 25 seconds to go. Clock is running here in the first quarter. 7-0 lead for Delhi, and they're looking to add more to it here. Brannigan is under center, and he's going to push his way in. A touchdown here for the Delhi Bulldogs with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. Brannigan, his second TD here of the evening. And so a great job there by Brannigan to just push the pile forward, and Delhi has come to play here tonight. Here in this first quarter, a 13-0 lead, and it looks like they'll go for the extra point once again.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I would too after that first one, because that thing was kicked hard, and I mean, it was at the top of the uprights when it went through.
Hitchcock here is going to be the kicker once again. Snap is good, it's up and through. Very nice kick there for Austin Hitchcock. 14-0 lead for Delhi over Unitigo with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today. 563-9955.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on WCDO. A 14-0 lead for Delhi here over Unitigo. And look down the road at the Sydney game once again. 28-0. Sydney on top of Oxford. Still in the first quarter. Dawson Backus, his second touchdown of the evening. So, wow, the Sydney Warriors are coming out with a vengeance here tonight, Tim.
Yes, looks like they are. It's senior night down there for those kids, and I was just looking at the updates that I'm getting from the game, and basically all the scoring has been done by seniors, obviously.
Yes.
Mr. Smith's throwing the ball, but, you know, the receiving has been done by the seniors that will be leaving, playing their last football game tonight.
And so with 10 seconds to go here, Unitigo is going to receive the kickoff, and they're going to get it back up to about the 25-yard line, but we will have a face mask on the play, and we'll see which side it's on here. So 8 seconds to go, and it looks like the face mask is going to be on Delhi, so this is going to march the ball up a little extra yardage here for Unitigo. I think, Tim, if you're the Spartans, you got to remember, this is just the first quarter. There's a lot of football left to be played. You go down and score on an early drive in the second quarter, and maybe you get your mojo back.
Yeah, they definitely, this is a big drive for them. I mean, obviously, they did what they were supposed to do on their first drive, got down inside, but they had a turnover. You know, you just can't do that, especially when you get that close. If the kid had fallen on the ball rather than trying to pick it up and run with it, you still had another 3 downs to go. You know, you had a chance, and they didn't, so they lost the ball.
Smith appears to be okay after getting hurt on defense there on the last series. He's right back in. He's in the shotgun, and Unitigo, after that penalty on Delhi on the kickoff, It's going to start on their own 40, and they'll hand one off here to Cooper Thayer. Cuts back left side to the 50. Thayer bouncing his way forward with 1 second left. That'll do it for the first quarter. With the score Delhi 14, Unitigo nothing. The run by Thayer does get the Spartans into Delhi territory, and that's where we will start in the second quarter. So a 14-0 lead. The clock did run out.
Yeah.
Are they going to say it's one more second? No, they won't. It looks like this is going to be it here for the first quarter. With the score Delhi 14, Unitigo nothing. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Started the second quarter with the score Delhi 14, Unitigo nothing. I do have a score update as well from the Harpersville-Afton. They are at Shenango Valley tonight. 6-0 lead for the Hornets there on the road at Shenango Valley. And of course,
big win for them.
Yeah. The other score update that we have is Sydney 28, Oxford nothing down the road here tonight in Sydney.
Yeah, I was just, you know, we were thinking about that game with Harpersville-Afton, and the thing they're playing a B school. So a D beats a B, that's a huge sectional bonus.
Yes, and I think that's a good test here tonight for Harpersville-Afton because they'll get Green next week, and that's going to be a huge division game. And so Dawson Wilsey on the run here on first and 10 is going to cut around the corner here for maybe 2 or 3 yards here on first and 10 for Unitigo. It's going to bring up about a second and 7.
Yeah, nice little run by the quarter or the tailback on that play, and got a good gain, almost 5 yards on the play.
So we'll be second and 5 here. Unitigo might have gotten away with a hold, if you could hear that one on the last play.
To the Delhi Brain Trust, yes, they did.
I think it very looked like that would, too. And so now here on second and 5, they're going to hand off to Youngs on a little pitch here. And he's going to maybe pick up 1. So this is going to be about a 3rd and 4 for Unitigo. They are just inside the Delhi 44.
He did a lot of running for that 1 yard and then paid the price.
Yes,
he
did.
He got absolutely lit up on that play. Nice tackle by one of the Delhi Bulldogs. Brought his pads to the show.
So a 3rd and 5 now for Unitigo. Early here in the second quarter, they trail at home on senior night 14-0. And they need to try to convert here on this 3rd and 5 as they are in the Delhi territory down to the 44. Smith is under center. Youngs is in the backfield. They're going to hand off to Dawson Wills. He cuts back to the right wing side. Going to be very close to a first down. I think he just has enough for it, and that's the one that Unitigo needs.
Wilsey would not be denied there on that play. He just kept running and held on to the ball. He actually looked like he was going to lose the ball. I thought I saw the ball up in the air a little bit, but he got it back, kept his feet, and gained the first down for the Spartans. Good continually drive on the drive there.
Great job there by Wilsey. Hard to believe that a year ago he ripped up several pieces of his knee. And it took him a whole year. He did play some baseball at the end of last year to rehab, but he is back out there when they said, you know, he might not play football or any sports ever again. And he is doing a great job here tonight for the Spartans. He'll hand off to Wilsey again to the right side. He's going to drive his way forward, leaning up to the 30-yard line on first and 10. Good pickup of about 5 yards.
Yeah, nice little run there, and a real interesting fake by Smith on that play. He actually looked like he was throwing a sweep, threw it way high, and then put it on his hip and gave the ball to Wilsey for the 5-yard gain.
They'll actually give him 6, so it's a 2nd and 4 for Unitigo. 9:45 to go, second quarter. It's a 14-0 lead here for Delhi on the road tonight at Unitigo. And now they'll pass one off here to Cooper Thayer to the left side, and Thayer has nowhere to go. And Brendan Cairns was right there to bring him down for DA. Now another score update is that Sydney is up 36-0 down the road against Oxford, and that one is quickly becoming a lopsided game there for the Warriors.
Yeah, it definitely is. 3 minutes and 11 seconds left to go in the first quarter, and you're up 36.
Boy, big night for that hungry Sydney offense. So a 14-0 lead here for Delhi over Unitigo. Third and four, and Smith is in the backfield, and Tyler Dibble is going to bring him down as the offensive line breaks down, and Smith gets hauled down to the turf for a loss here. It's going to be fourth down for Unitigo.
Yeah, that was a great play by Dibble. He wasn't faked out by the fake by the quarterback, because the quarterback really did some nice hiding of the ball, but he would not go for it, so he just stuck with him and made the sack. Nice play by Dibble.
Fourth and 11 now for Unitigo, and they're going to have to punt this away here with 8:35 to go in the second quarter, and they trail 14-0. Delhi is going to take a timeout here with 8.5 to go. Is really, I don't think they were sure what Unitigo was going to do there. So we'll take a quick break. It's 14-0. Delhi on top of Unitigo. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Friday. Fridays and Saturdays.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. A beautiful night for football here tonight at Unitigo. Senior night for the Spartans, but they find themselves down 14-0 with 8.5 to go in the second quarter. The Delhi Bulldogs doing a real nice job here on the road. Fourth and 11 for Unitigo. Ball is on the Delhi 35. Delhi doesn't look like they're ready for a punt at all, as Unitigo is going to go for it here on 4th and 11. They're going to go to the air, and this one is in and out of the hands of Seth Burnham. So Coach McCroney, I guess, saying that, hey, we feel confident enough that we're far enough down the field that our defense can stop them, as they can't pick up on 4th and 11.
Yeah, I mean, they're at the 35, so what are you going to gain if you do kick it? You know, so I can understand why he did that. Plus, he wants to get some positive momentum going for his team, especially on the offensive side, because they had that turnover in the red zone. So I give him a lot of credit for giving that a shot.
Yeah, they need that one play, it seems like, mm-hmm. to be a little confidence booster to get them back on the right page. Of course, missing two of their starters tonight, and Dean Reed and Mike Rose. Both are just out sick here tonight. No other reason than that. And Delhi is coming here and playing some real nice football. They'll hand off to Eric Gullo on 1st and 10. A huge hole, and he bounces it to the right side to the 50, 45, 40 before being tackled by Zach Youngs. And a huge pickup, and the dice continue to roll here for the Delhi Bulldogs.
Gullo with a 25-yard scamper, I'll tell you, and showed some good wheels on that play. I didn't know he had those. I knew he could run hard inside, but he made a nice little cut to the outside and just outran a couple of defenders from the Spartans. Great, great job, young man.
Clock continues to roll as we come up on 8 minutes to go before our halftime break. Delhi leading 14-0, and they're marching again. They're into Unitigo territory at the 40, going left to right. Senior quarterback Ben Brannigan hands off again to Eric Gullo to the right side, 45-40, stiff-armed and pushed out of bounds at the 30-yard line. And he is just having his way in between the tackles right now.
Real nice job by the defender, number 44 of the Daquan Davis, correct?
Yes.
Daquan Davis, really nice play. Hit the guy just before he got to the out of bounds, but once he took him out of bounds, he kept him upright. He didn't take him to the ground, and the ref was watching. I was watching when he turned around, and he looked at the ref, and the ref shook his head and said, "Nice job, young man."
So Delhi is down to the 30-yard line here, 1st and 10. 14-0 lead there into Unitigo territory. Again, the Spartans desperately need a play here on defense. Hand off to Gullo. He tries to go right up the gut, but a nice job here. Dawson Wilsey was crashing in there, as well as several other Unitigo Spartans, and maybe a gain of one on the play.
Yeah, no, not a lot of room on that play. Like I said, he's a tough inside runner too, but the last couple of plays he showed us that he can take it to the outside.
Clock continues to move. We're at 7.5 to go, second quarter. A 2nd and 10 coming up here for the Delhi Bulldogs. So a 14-0 lead here for Delhi on the road at Unitigo. And this is going to be a throwing pass here from Brannigan. Wants to go up top once again, and this one is too far over the head of Christian Aloisio. Good coverage, though, by Cooper Thayer back there for Unitigo. You know he probably wants to have another shot at a play like that.
Yeah, definitely. Cooper Thayer with really good coverage on that play. And actually, you know,
that ball is thrown on the to Aliceo distance-wise, he may have had a play for an interception on that because he was that close.
Just about 7 minutes to go, second quarter. Delhi on the road with an impressive 14-0 lead. Third and 10 coming up, though. Ball is on the 30-yard line here, deep in Unitigo territory. Spartans need a stop here. Delhi trying to keep the chains moving. And so here we go. Little trick play. This is Nate Kraft, who is going to take the snap, and he's going to hand one off to Brannigan. Brannigan is chased into the backfield, has nowhere to go. Great play by Unitigo. Probably a loss of 5 or 10 yards on the play. Sniffing that one out was Andy Sheldon for Unitigo.
Yeah, that was a definite different look. It threw me off, too, and I'm glad you noticed it and said it, because I was like, that doesn't look like the same quarterback.
I mean, Nate Graff's usually on the line.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
he's in the backfield.
He's in the backfield. Fourth and 20 coming up
Delhi's
now.
Delhi's version of the jumbo.
Yeah. And so Delhi's going to have to punt, as Brannigan just had nowhere to go there. Interesting play call. Mm-hmm. Definitely worth a shot. As Brannigan's going to punt this one into the night sky, Unitigo's going to get the ball back. They will let it bounce. It takes a Delhi bounce and goes all the way down to the goal line. And they're going to say, I believe it got into the end zone.
Yep.
Just rolled over the line.
Immediately touched back by the call was made immediately by the official. So the ball will come out to the 20-yard line where Unitigo will take over first and 10.
Boy, and I tell you here, Tim, 6:23 to go before halftime.
Yep.
Unitigo trails 14-0. You go down, you put some points up here. You know, maybe you're down just one score. Could really change the complexion of this game. If you're Delhi, boy, you get another stop here. Maybe you get some points.
Right.
Talk
yeah.
about momentum swing,
yeah.
You know, continuing to go in your direction.
And the other thing you want to keep in mind also is that Unitigo will get the ball to start the second half.
So
if they do get the points now, they have that going for them as well.
Big drive here for the Spartans with just under 6.5 to go, second quarter. They hand off to Zach Youngs. He's going to break one free to the right side. Nice run up to the 29, maybe the 30-yard line here. And he's going to be very close to a first down. He'll be second and short.
Yeah, I think they're going to give him 9 on that play. Good run.
And so we've seen Wilsey. We've seen Cooper Thayer. We've seen Dawson Wilsey. We have seen quite a few running backs.
Mr. Youngs.
Mr. Havens is in the backfield as well.
Yeah.
So Unitigo using everybody they can here tonight with Mike Rose out sick. And they're going to hand this one off to Cooper Thayer. Bounces to the outside. Thayer trying to get to the edge. He does. He's up to the 40, to the 45, and slides his way forward up to about the 47. And, boy, if he didn't get the edge, he wasn't going to get anything. But he does have a nice run there.
Yes, he did. And I'll tell you what, he set it up very nicely because he looked like he was going to cut it back. And the outside contain guy thought he'd have help. He didn't have help. And then he bounced it outside and beat him to the corner. So nice run and good first down play.
Clock down to 5.5 to go, second quarter. 14-0 lead for Delhi over Unitigo. Spartans in the green with the black and white trim going right to left. They're almost to midfield here. They're going to hand one off to Dawson Wilsey to the right side. Cuts one back. Gets up to about the 49, so maybe a gain of 2 on the play there for Wilsey.
Yeah, he ran a long ways for that 2 yards, let me tell you, because he was running like he was going to take it outside, and then in true Wilsey style, turned it up, took the hit, and gained 2 yards.
So Unitigo approaching midfield as we hit 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Unitigo trying to get some points on the board here on senior night in the first half. Hand off in the backfield on 2nd and 8, nowhere to go for Zach Youngs. Crashing through there were several members, including Nate Kraft and Cedar Eagle Road, there for Delhi.
Yeah, that was a fantastic play by number 72 of the Bulldogs. He actually snuffed that play out right away and got Mr. Youngs in the backfield and brought him down for a loss.
3rd and 11, and this is a precarious situation to be in if you're Unitigo. 4.5 to go before halftime, and they're back at their own 45. They're going to have to go to the air. They throw it to the outside for Youngs. He makes a nice juggling catch up to the 50, now down to the 40, and he's going to be very close to the first down. Looked like he was going to be down in the backfield, and they're going to move the chain, so he picks up the first down. Huge play there for Unitigo.
Yeah, they ran this little screen to the right side on that play, and it was really a great call because there was a lot of pressure coming from the Bulldogs on that play, and nice throw, good run after the catch.
Youngs had to work to get all of that, and he got just enough. 4 minutes to go before halftime, and now Unitigo going right to left is down to the Delhi 40. Smith on a QB keeper. He's snuffed out of the pocket here. Smith dragging his way forward for maybe 2 or 3 yards. really just trying to make something as the pocket collapsed on him right away.
Yeah, I think he thought he was going to be running into the secondary there for a second, but then the Bulldogs did a nice job of recovering off their blocks and held him for a short gain.
So that clock still has to be in the forefront of the Unitego coaching staff's minds. 3.5 to go, and they trail 14-0. 2nd and 8, they are in Delhi territory. Unitego trying to get some points on the board before the break. So here we go, 2nd and 8. A pitch to Cooper Thayer. Again, cuts it back left side, trying to follow his block. Still moving his way forward, and he's roped down. And this is going to be about a 3rd and 5, maybe a 3rd and 4 coming up.
And Nate said it absolutely correctly. He was in the hip pocket of number 52, his lead blocker, and to the point where he was almost hiding.
Yes.
You know, it was really hard to find him. And then when he got his chance, he broke free and got a nice gain on the play.
Pretty much had his hand right on the back of the blocker in front of him, kind of guiding him through trouble. So 3rd and 3 here for Unitego. 2:50 to go before the halftime intermission. Man in motion. Smith is going to hand off again to Cooper Thayer. He's going to pick up the first down and a little more, and the clock's going to continue to run because he couldn't get out of bounds there. Actually, it will stop here for a second until they spot the ball.
Yeah, and I do believe Unitego has their full complement of timeouts, all three. So
yes,
they've got time. They're definitely in the Delhi territory, and they've taken their first timeout.
So Coach McCroney will take a timeout. Unitego trailing 14-0, 2:36 to go, second quarter. Unitego is marching down the field, though, with the ball at the 30-yard line. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sidney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:36 to go before the halftime break with the score Delhi 14, Unitego nothing. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo running the mothership back there in Sydney at CDO. Always a big thanks to Jim for helping us out here on Fridays and Saturdays. So here is Unitego with a 1st and 10. Ball on the Delhi 30 as they go right to left. As they come out of the timeout, they still do have 2 timeouts left.
Right.
So that's important to remember. I think Delhi has 1 left.
Yeah, they definitely want to make sure they use the sideline to stop the clock if they can.
Quarterback Jared Smith is under center. A handoff is going to go for maybe a yard into the pile there for Johnny Havens. So a 2nd and 9 coming up.
Yeah, Johnny Havens doing all the straight-ahead running on the play here, so I think he gave him 1 yard on the gain, so being up 2nd down and 9.
You wonder mentally at this point what Unitego was thinking. You know, Mike Rose is probably your featured running back here. He's not here. You're using some different guys, but they're getting the job done. They just got to get some points on the board, and maybe that would help their confidence a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely would be, you know, beneficial for those young guys to have a nice drive and get some points at the end of the half.
Smith is going to throw here on 2nd and 9, up over the top looking for Seth Burnham, in and out of his hands. Great coverage, though, down there by Delhi as Austin Hitchcock was reading it the whole way.
Yeah, Austin Hitchcock was on the play all the way, and then he actually had help over the top, so it was into double coverage. So he didn't catch the ball, but he made a nice job of not letting Delhi intercept it.
I think I like that play call, though. I mean, Burnham is 6'2", 6'3",
yep.
200 pounds.
Let the kid go up and get it.
You got to try to give him a chance to go up and make a play. They've tried to go to him twice tonight, and twice they have had really good coverage on him. So kudos to Delhi on that. 1:50 to go before the halftime break. 3rd and 9 now for Unitego. Clock is becoming an issue, and so are the downs here at the moment. 3rd and 9, they're on the Delhi 30 going right to left. Here's the snap. They're going to pitch one out here for Johnny Havens. He's going to fly forward down to the 21-yard line. He's still going to be short of the first down. And we'll see what this gives for Unitego. I believe it's going to be about a 4th and 3, maybe a 4th and 4. Looks like the spot was pretty generous, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to be 4th and 2 with 1.5 to go.
Yeah, that was a nice play. And actually, that's the first time we've seen Unitego run that little option look.
And remember, if you're a Unitego fan, you have Austin Stockert. He's a junior who can kick. So if they get close enough, they might be willing to try a field goal to get 3 points. But Mike Tracy, head coach for Delhi, wants to take a timeout. We'll step away as well with a minute 20 to go here before the halftime break. Delhi 14, Unitigo nothing here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1 minute, 20 seconds until halftime. Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. 14-0 lead for Delhi over Unitigo on senior night under the lights here at the U. But Unitigo has been moving the ball well, and they have it down to a 4th and 2.
A long two
there inside Delhi territory down at the 22-yard line. So this could make or break this drive right here. Smith is under center. Havens is in the backfield. And that formation is in pretty tight. They're going to hand one off, a little double handoff, a little reverse for Dawson Wilsey, and he's going to get the first down. And he gets just enough to move the chains here, and the clock stops at a minute 13.
Yeah, and I definitely want to say something about Mr. Wilsey on that play. He was down. He did not go down to the ground. I mean, he really made an absolutely fantastic play to get the first down on that, and it was just determination and effort.
So the clock is moving. We're down to a minute 5 to go, and this is going to be a 1st and 10. Unitigo's got to try to hurry. They're going to pass here over the middle. It's completed, and inside the 10 and down to the 5. Great pass there from Smith, finding Tyler Jordan. The clock is still moving, down to 50 seconds left. Although there is an injured player on the field here for Delhi, so they will stop the clock as Unitigo is going to have the ball down at the 5-yard line. So we'll take a quick break as well. Although the player is bouncing right back up, this is Christian Aloisio.
Ooh.
And maybe just, got a little stinger there. Appears to be okay, giving some high fives.
Just coming off on his own power. Good to see.
So we'll keep it right here. He's made some phenomenal plays tonight. So it looks like he just got a little stinger, wants to walk it off here. But 52 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's 14-0. Delhi on top of Unitigo, but the Spartans on a 1st and 10. I believe it's actually going to be 2nd and maybe about 5 or 6. Unless Jordan got that first down.
It looks like it's 1st and goal to go.
So it is going to be a 1st and goal. So Tyler Jordan on that last catch did get enough for a 1st down. They're going to hand one off here for Wilsey on the left side. And Wilsey is going to get wrapped up and brought down. 37 seconds to go.
He's going to gain about 1 or 2. He's going to be just inside the 5-yard line at the 4.
Boy, every time Wilsey goes into one of those tackles, he seems to get twisted around like a pretzel. And you just worry about that knee. Oh, my goodness. That's twice now. He's gotten pretty much just folded over. Lost his cleat on that last play, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like we have a timeout on the field.
So a timeout is going to be taken. We'll keep it right here with 35 seconds to go before the halftime break. 14-0 lead for Delhi over Unitigo. Going to be a 2nd and 4, it looks like, coming up. This is good news for Delhi because Aloisio is going to have a chance to get back on the field.
Right. Well, and I was just going to say, you know, you were talking about his knee getting folded over, and throw it into the fact that he had a flat tire because he didn't have a shoe on.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, the kids just don't stop. I mean, that's the thing. We saw it with his brother. They just have the heart and determination. They're not going to be denied, and they're going to make sure that you get the first downs when they can and sometimes the touchdowns when they can.
And, of course, Nate Wilsey went on to play at Brockport.
Yeah.
And he's just one of those kids. He'd rather run through a brick wall than go out of bounds. And we see it with Dawson as well. 35 seconds to go after the timeout here. 2nd and 4 for Unitigo. They're inside the 5-yard line. They trail 14-0. Points would be huge here for Unitigo to go into the halftime break. Here is the snap, man in motion, Smith handing off. No, quarterback keeper, Smith plowing his way forward. He's in. Touchdown for Unitigo for Jared Smith, and that cuts it to 14-6, and that brings the Unitigo crowd alive.
Yeah, real nice play right there, and actually good fake ball fakes by Smith that got him into the end zone, but he actually, one of the guys that he faked the ball to, the first man, let him through the hole and then got him into the end zone for the 6 points.
Great job by Unitigo, but boy, Delhi made him earn that touchdown. That's for sure. That was a hard-fought drive there for the U. And now they are going to attempt the extra point, and we know this young man can kick. It is Austin Stockert, and he's trying to make it a one-score game. Here's the snap. It's good. Up through the uprights, and let's see, the official signal is that it's good. So 14-7, the extra point is good for Unitigo. We got a ball game here, folks. 29 seconds to go before the half. Delhi 14, Unitigo 7. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. I do have a out-of-town score to report. Unadilla Valley leading BG 22-6. And we'll catch you up on some of the other out-of-town scores as well during our halftime break.
Someone in that game is going to get their first victory.
Yeah, both those teams are 0-5 overall. As the kickoff here from Unitigo to Delhi, they're going to field it and get it about to the 30-yard line. Important to remember, Tim, you mentioned it a few minutes ago, is that Unitigo is going to get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, definitely huge, because they got the points like they needed to at the end of the half to get it to be a one-score game. They can hold Delhi with this 27 seconds that are remaining in the half. They're going to get the ball in the second half, and they can maybe tie the game and set the tone for the second half.
Boy, that would be huge. But still a long 27 seconds ahead here. We've seen some trickery late in the half in almost every game we've done this year. So we'll see what Delhi decides to do. They're going to throw here on first and 10 to the outside. It's intercepted. No, pop down as Cooper Thayer almost had the pick. But again, Aloisio, who was the intended receiver, made a nice play to actually then take it away from Unitigo's Cooper Thayer.
I actually want to say Cooper Thayer was not going to get beat long. He looked like he was the receiver, and Aloisio was the defender, and Aloisio delivered an incredible hit to get that ball out away from Cooper Thayer.
Yeah, he really popped him good, and the ball came loose. Cooper Thayer had two interceptions last week in that 42-16 win for Unitigo over Deposit Hancock. So he had a nice showing there, and I think he wanted another one there, but Aloisio said, nope, not here. 21 seconds to go in the first half. It's Delhi 14, Unitigo 7. Here's the snap. Brannigan's going to throw again. Flushed out of the pocket here, but no, Jake Morrison rips him down in the backfield here. Brannigan is still running. Thinks he stayed on his feet there, but it looked like Morrison brought him down. The big fella showing that he's pretty mobile back there.
Yeah, that was a real great play by that young man right there. And actually,
the clock's going to run out here.
Yeah, I think it's just going to end the half.
So that's going to end the half. And Brannigan, some of the Unitigo or Delhi coaching staff as well, wanting an explanation. But the Zebra crew saying he was down, and that's going to be our halftime break with the score. Delhi 14 on two touchdowns from Ben Brannigan. Unitigo 7 on a touchdown from Jared Smith. We got a great game here, folks. And our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. So we'll step away. We'll be right back here on WCDO.